I didn't have any training. I didn't do any training. I guess I just believed that I could get to a place where I could act. When I first started acting, I was just crap. And since then, I've still kind of been figuring it out, and I've figured it out job by job. That's the only way. I didn't have a coach. I refused to, stubbornly. But because of that, I made a lot of mistakes along the way. And particularly when I was younger, I was just terrible. And I remember saying, shit, well, should I do this? Should I be acting? I can see I'm bad. I can see what I'm doing wrong. And then that was when I stepped back and said, well, hang on, I can see what I'm doing wrong. I can see that I'm bad. At least I'm honest enough to say that I'm bad. And if I can say that I'm bad, then I can see what I'm doing wrong and I can change it. And so as soon as I figured that out, I was like, oh, okay, I can change what I'm doing. I can be self-critical, and I can work from that. And so I did. And that was it. I just kept learning and kept, you know, did a job, finished it, looked at it, and kind of tore it to pieces, and tore myself to pieces, and then improved on the next. I'm constantly scared and constantly in fear, and that's kind of what keeps me at it, and kind of what drives me, is because it keeps it exciting, it keeps testing. The best part about the work, in that time between action and cut, I just think it's the power of belief. In a sense, it's the power of belief is one of the strongest, I think, of all. And like religion, if you strongly believe in something, it comes true, and that's. And it becomes a reality. And in acting, I find that as well. Because if you believe it, you discover a truth you want to portray. And it's quite spiritual, and it's heightening too. You can reach that level. And that's it. And then along that path, in discovering the character, you discover a lot about yourself.